This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to open these phone lines up. Haven't done it yet today, but now is the time,
Let's
folks.
Get it.
800-636-1067. It is B. Mitch and Finley. You're hanging with us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. We appreciate everybody checking us out. I think a lot of people are pissed they won. I think it's a little misguided. Like, if your point is get the highest draft pick possible, I'm not saying you're incorrect. I just don't think in this upcoming draft the difference between 5 and 7 is going to be that significant. Yes, I understand the higher up, perhaps the more draft value you have on the charts. But unless you're nailing the picks, the value of draft charts, like, think
it
about the
– It makes no sense. Like, we've had first number one picks not make it and fail. It's not a guarantee.
If you think about the last two significant trade backs Washington has pulled off, one of them was this organization. It was Adam Peters, Dan Quinn. They traded out of the slot that let Philly draft Cooper DeJean, who looks like an absolute stud. Mm-hmm. Washington was able to acquire more picks, but at this point, there's no way you would feel as good about the guys they picked with the additional picks as you would if you had DeJean in your building.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the previous biggest trade back, Jahan Dotson. There was, at one point, a lot of excitement about that. But now if you look at some of the guys that went between where they traded back and where they took Dotson, you're talking about guys, I think Chris Olave, Jameson Williams. I'd have to go back and look. I know Kyle Hamilton would be one of them. But like, trading back is not always the answer.
So people are saying they wanted us to be 5 so we can trade back, for the most part, and pick somebody later. So in later years, you're going to say, well, look who we could have had. If you're not trying to pick at 5 and you have somebody that's the guy at 5, and you saying just be at 5 to trade back, then that makes no sense to me. Because when you trade back, then you damn sure not guaranteed. You're not guaranteed if you pick them at 5. When you start trading back to get more picks, then none of those guys are guaranteed as well, right? So you just go take more shots. And then it don't work out for you. And then the person that say, oh, we got to lose the trade back, then they act like they never had nothing to do with it.
Let's open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. What do you think? Clearly a down season in Washington. Let's start with Aaron in Suitland. What's up, Aaron?
Brother, thank you so much. Happy New Year's for taking my call. Hey, I got a beef with B. Mitch a little bit. Last week I called him and I said I think that we should pick up Pitts, the tight end from Atlanta, and I just want B. Mitch to look at his numbers. You know, in terms of the draft picks, I think that we should, number one, should be Bain. Number two, Bailey out of Texas Tech. Number three, the linebacker, Arell, I believe is his name, from Ohio State. Please do not draft Caleb if he's there, because he won't be able to address the major problem that we have, which is lack of pass rush, lack of linebacker play. So I hope we don't get Caleb. I'm not saying that he's not a heck of a ball player, but because of the lack of picks that we have.
Not
we
interested
have
in the safety, huh?
Not interest. No way. Because we
not ahead of those other guys. Those other positions.
Not ahead of those other guys, because the pressing problem that we have is lack of pressure, you know, on the quarterback. And the people that we have, they may be a little bit better if we can, you know, produce, you know, pressure on the quarterback. So that's what I would do in terms of free agency. There's this kid I'm looking at, B. Mitch, at Green Bay, that middle linebacker. I really like that kid. If we can get him and then get Bain or the other linebacker from Texas Tech, I think that that would address a lot of our problems. But because we go, what, pick number 7 and then pick number 71 and then pick number 145, I don't know, man. And that's another problem too, fellas. You know, are we rebuilding? Do we think that we're close, or whatever the case may be? And last thing I'm going to say, I'm definitely bringing back our middle linebacker. I mean, you have to look at what he's produced. He can't cover, so on third downs, either you take him out of the game or you blitz him. It's that plain and simple. But we do know that we have 160-plus tackles, you know, if we bring him back. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
There you go.
Yeah, I think the Wagner stuff is really interesting. Listen, there was a play last night where Patrick Queen, Pittsburgh Steelers, how old is Queen, you think, B? 27?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Maybe 29?
Somewhere. Yeah, he's not 30 yet.
I mean, I think he's finishing his fifth or sixth season. Dog, he's 26. Same birthday as my father. A few years different. He's 26.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Queen got caught in a bad coverage last night on Zay Flowers and got absolutely torched.
Yeah.
Sometimes linebackers get caught in bad situations.
Yes.
Offensive coordinators try to draw that up specifically.
They want matchups.
Sometimes it happens. Now, I'm not saying Bobby in coverage is a plus at this point, but Bobby Wagner as a player on the field is a plus. And the perception of Bobby being a negative for this defense has grown so far out of control. I don't know. Bobby Wagner, we haven't made mention of this yesterday. His accomplishment yesterday to enter the 2000 Tackle Club. Ray Lewis and London Fletcher.
That's it.
One dude who's considered probably the best linebacker of all time. Another dude who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame and has a Super Bowl ring. And now Bobby, who's another future Hall of Famer. Like, Bobby's going to finish this year with outrageous statistics. He is, for a team that can't tackle, he is by a mile their best tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And the rush people are in to want to throw him out. What is the saying? The baby with the bathwater?
Yeah.
Yo, Bobby at times struggled in coverage, period. Not pretending that's not the case.
Most linebackers struggle in coverage when they got it, when they're on a receiver or a damn running back. Most of them do.
Especially when your secondary has problems all the time.
Yes.
Bobby finished the season with 162 total tackles. How many other Commanders do you think registered triple digits?
None.
So the rush to chase Bobby Wagner out of town. Mikey Sammer still led this team with 4 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Wagner was second with 2.
Listen, man, the thing about Bobby is he's probably an exceptional first, second down player now. And then
goal
that's
line.
The coach to take care of him. Yeah, goal line, that type of thing. When it gets to be third and he may end up on somebody covering, put somebody else in the game.
Now, does bringing –
and that doesn't guarantee that guy going to be able to cover the person either.
Now, could bringing Bobby back require a difficult conversation like, look, man, we love you, but the role we see this year is different? But, like, I imagine that kind of happens as you advance in your NFL career.
It does.
Throughout.
You begin to realize that you can't do everything you used to do, but you could do the things you're very good at a high level because you're much smarter at it now.
I mean, I said earlier how Vaughn was talking about that. Jerry Rice, late in his career, had a couple down seasons. Ended up with the Raiders on a Super Bowl team. His role was very different, but he was still highly, highly capable. Now, Jerry Rice is probably the best receiver of all time. But, like, veteran players can understand how their career evolves over time. And I don't think – all I'm saying is the need to scream about Bobby Wagner is largely because it's a player you know his name and was put in back.
And
there were times he made misplays, understandably. But that's going to happen when you play 90% of the snaps.
They compare Bobby Wagner's success level today to Bobby Wagner's level before. That's the thing of it. When you were so highly recommended at one point, then all of a sudden later on in life, you're not the same level. People compare you against what you were doing. But he still can do the things he's very good at better than a lot of guys that are younger than him. And I keep hearing the thing about speed. Yes, you need some speed. But I also find a lot of young guys who are very fast, you know what they do? Run themselves very fastly out of the damn play.
Right.
Out of position. We had Cole Holcomb here. He was one of them. We had Jamin Davis. He was one of them. You know, guys that could really run. But they did not know what the hell they were doing, so they were always out of position. But they fast, though.
You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. We're live in Ashburn, BigBear.ai Performance Center. We'll be here all day. Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are going to talk tonight at 5 o'clock. Jaden Daniels spoke to the media. We're going to play that here at 1:30 on the program, keeping the phone lines up for the entire next hour. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.